The death of a loved one is never easy. Even Padre Pio experienced moments of grieving. His journey through loss teaches us profound lessons in hope and faith. Let's journey through these moving accounts together as we uncover how Padre Pio's unwavering faith guided him through profound sorrow and strengthened his connection with God. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. In this reflection, we delve into the profound moments of mourning in the life of Saint Padre Pio. Now, you might be wondering, why should I listen to this? This sounds like it will be terribly depressing. Well, through Padre Pio's experiences of grief and loss, we can find a deeper understanding of how faith in God's divine providence can carry us through our own trials. So let's explore these touching moments and see how Padre Pio's unwavering faith can guide and comfort us in our lives. Let's dive right in. Following the miraculous appearance of the stigmata in 1918, Padre Pio's world was plunged into grief with the sudden death of his favorite sister, Felicita. She was only 29 and had been married for 8 years. The news was delivered to Padre Pio by telegram, and the next day he wrote this to his parents. I am writing this letter with a heart broken by the most cruel pain. But what can I say to you when every word is choked in my throat by the intensity of the sorrow? My dear ones, in the midst of this cruelty and bitterness, I only have the strength to exclaim, You are righteous, Lord, and your judgments are upright. God gave me this poor sister, and God has taken her away. Blessed be his holy name. In these exclamations and this acceptance, I find enough strength not to succumb under the weight of the pain. Notice the phrase, to succumb under the weight of the pain. It truly captures the depth of Padre Pio's suffering. Yet, even in this profound sorrow, he found solace in God's righteousness. Despite the pain, Padre Pio's faith did not waver. He trusted in God's plan, reminding us that in our darkest moments, we too can find strength in God's divine providence. And remember, even our Lord Jesus Christ wept when he learned of Lazarus's death, showing us that grief is a natural and profound expression of love. Just 2 years later, another tragedy struck the Forgione family. On November 9, 1920, Francesco, Padre Pio's eldest nephew, died at the age of 11. Padre Pio adored this child, having watched him grow up, taught him to read and write, and even guided him in his first prayers. The letter Padre Pio wrote to his brother Michele on that occasion was lost, but we still have the one he wrote to his parents on December 18th. I feel every word die, choked in my throat. I will beg Jesus to grant you holy resignation, comforting you with the sweet thought that Francesco and our loved ones who preceded us on this journey are in heaven, praying for us and waiting for us up there. Padre Pio's words remind us that our loved ones, if they lived devout Christian lives, are not lost forever. This hope provides comfort, reassuring us that death is not the end, but a transition to life with God. Mikkel, in his despair, longed for more children. He confided in Padre Pio, who assured him that he would indeed have more children soon. In November 1921, a baby boy was born, but lived only for a day. Later, they had a daughter, Pia. Padre Pio cherished her deeply and often mentioned her in his letters. How is the little girl? Has she started loosening her tongue and calling upon the holy name of God as well as that of her parents? I send her an infinite number of holy cuirasses. As Pia grew up, her uncle continued to write letters filled with affection. Pia, who died in 2014 at the age of 90, remembered her uncle as always attentive, caring, and deeply involved in the family's problems. A true father figure to his nieces and nephews. As we reflect on these chapters of Padre Pio's life, we witness his unwavering commitment to God's will, even in the face of profound personal sorrow. His journey reminds us that faith is not immune to suffering, but is strengthened through it. Even in our hardest trials, let us remember that God is with us, guiding us every step of the way. He will not give us trials we cannot bear. As St. Francis de Sales profoundly expressed, "The everlasting God has in his wisdom foreseen from eternity the cross that he now presents to you as a gift from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends you, he has considered with his all-knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, tested with his wise justice, warmed with his loving arms, and weighed with his own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large and 1 ounce too heavy for you." I hope this video has provided some solace to anyone watching who is grieving. We can also find consolation in the example of Our Lady of Sorrows, who shared in the sufferings of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Her compassionate heart understands our pain and intercedes for us before God's throne. So may Padre Pio's example and the presence of Our Lady of Sorrows remind us that we are not alone, and that with faith in God, we can endure even the greatest sorrows. May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide and inspire us always. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.